A little stone like that is not going to bring the gods to our aid, insisted yet another of the sailors, as the captain threw a piece of lapis lazuli into the churning waves. He was a tall man, with powerful arms covered in old scars. A battle axe dangled from his belt.
Use your head, captain. Think. There's no one here but us. No one will ever know what truly happened to this accursed coffin and whatever is inside it.
There was a flash of lightning that almost hit the basket. It made the men jump. The sarcophagus slid across the deck again. Before the captain could stop him, the tall sailor ripped the axe from his belt and smashed it down on the coffin, gouging a deep hole in the lid. The rest of the crew stared in horror, half expecting to see a spectral Ka rising from the gash.
Now the water will fill it, and it will sink to the bottom of the sea, said the sailor, hooking the axe back at his waist. Quick, men, help me push it overboard.
The coffin hit the water headfirst with a loud splash that drenched the men even more. One of them screamed in shock. The coffin didn't sink as the tall sailor had promised. Instead, the swirling waves carried it away from the basket. The last thing the captain saw before a mighty wave sent his ship toppling over was a bony hand reaching out.